Willow's pen and quill. And this one, it's about 6:45 in the morning. And it's just a little slice of first thing in the morning for me. The sun's quite low in the sky and the light's got that watery, misty colour to it. And colours seem different, they're quite pastel. And even the colours on birds look different in this kind of light. And there's a slight chill in the air. Nobody's really around yet. Just me and the birds. And a squirrel earlier on. And it's probably my favourite time of the day. Because, as I say, people aren't really about yet. The birds are quite vocal. There isn't a lot of traffic noise at the moment. You've got this lovely pastel misty light. And sounds seem to just echo more at this time of the morning. There's lots of bird activity. Lots of great tits around this morning and lots of blackbirds in pairs foraging for food. And the light's just hitting the tops of the trees, really. The bottoms of the trees are fairly shaded, and then as you look up you get the light from the sun on them. Lots of crows around. The ground is still absolutely sodden from all the rain we've had. So I've got Wellingtons on, and it's a male blackbird just a few feet away from me. And at this time of the year, they really are looking their best. This lovely glossy black with the sunshine yellow, pristine beak on them. And I guess it started to get light about 30 minutes ago. And of course, as we get further into spring, going to have to get up earlier and earlier to catch this first morning light and bird song. There's a couple of dog walkers around. Just had one come over to me actually while I was trying to do some recording and said, "Oh, are you recording?" And I thought, "Yes, I am." His reply was, "Well done." So there we go, I've been congratulated already. And I'm actually slowly making my way round to the pond where recently I've been watching the proliferation of frogs down there. 60, 70 plus frogs. I'm just being watched by a dog, and the owner's telling the dog to ignore me. You have to get up and about pretty early, not to bump into a dog walker. They seem to be around at all hours of the day. Just coming a little closer to a dual carriageway. And you can hear the level of traffic noise, even though it's early in the morning, starting to build. Are the blackbirds? Blackbirds everywhere now. And I have to say, one of my favourite birds, because the blackbird is the one bird that will find itself a singing post and within view just sit there and sing. Oh, just coming up to the light of the sun there, reflecting off the pond, just blinding for a second. And there's frost on the grass. Not a heavy frost, but there's a little bit of a frost there. Now you can really start to hear the traffic. A noise that you simply don't seem to be able to escape these days. You can hear probably just how wet the ground is here. Absolutely sodden. Although there are a couple of natural springs not far away from here, so the ground does tend to stay wetter. And the gates of the pond, dipping pond. So let's see if we can get this open. Oh, and a mass of frogs again. Because of my shape against the skyline, they've all gone. Underneath the water, there's this sudden flurry of activity as they all disappear. Seething mass. And then slowly, little pairs of eyes will start to pop up above the surface of the water. And then the heads will pop up. And then they'll decide that it's safe enough to start moving around. And the shame. Lovely little pond, and right in the middle of it is a plastic carrier bag. Something else, along with traffic noise that you just don't seem to be able to escape, is litter. And people will come somewhere like this to enjoy being outside, enjoy green spaces, meadows, fields, ponds, woodland, and then they'll leave signs that they've been here. And there's a lot of bread in the water as well. Mallards do come down onto this pond, and obviously there's been a family up recently feeding the ducks, probably for a lot of children. Was for myself, first introduction to the natural world really was going in those days for me to Sutton Park with my mum to feed the ducks. Just coming across the little wooden walkway and down to the edge of the pond. All of the frogs are totally hidden now. Lots of frog spawn though. But very quiet. Just a few bubbles on the surface that give it away that they're under there. You get these bubbles coming up. Yeah, definitely think they're waiting for me to disappear. A little bit too conspicuous this morning. Well, that's it really. It's just a couple of minutes from my morning, as it's quite noticeable even in the last 15 minutes the level of traffic noise has built, not just because of getting closer to the road, but as more people get up and about and start to go about their business. So, a couple of the frogs starting to come back up. Water's starting to bubble again with frogs. Fantastic, I could sit there for a long time and just watch them. And if you sit still, they come up very, very close to you. So I'm going to continue on with my morning now. As the sun's rising higher, long shadows from everything. So that's it, just a couple of minutes from my morning.